Early, Rob had deployed early October, and maybe just a few weeks later, we were surprised to find out that we were actually pregnant. But unfortunately, the pregnancy didn't last. We ended up losing the baby.
Parenting isn't easy. It's challenging and frustrating, but it's also rewarding and inspiring. We just need a few reminders sometimes. Parents, dads, mamas, you're not alone. Let's do this parenting thing together. I'm Mariel Gutierrez.
And I'm Jewel Buenavista. We are the Tired But Inspired Moms, and you're listening to the Faith and Family Podcast, a Christian family community that aims to promote Christian values for every phase of your family life.
So, Jewel, the other day, I had to tell you just a quick story. I was busy, right? Going between meetings and deadlines and spreadsheets and, of course, homeschooling still, right? That I completely forgot to look up and cook dinner. And unfortunately, it happens frequently,
Especially these days, right?
Exactly, especially these days. I have no sense of time. It's always dark. So I just keep going. But luckily for me, like my husband swoops in by about 4:30 if he can see that I'm still, in a meeting or doing something. He just I don't even have to ask. He'll cook, He actually did that these past few days. Yesterday, what did he cook yesterday? Yesterday he made clam chowder. Today he made kalua pork.
Yum.
I know, so I'd totally be lost without him, So I think that it's a good reason that God made parenting a two person job, marriage and like sharing the household stuff, a two-person job between husband and wife.
Well, right. I mean, seriously, Mar, I could barely take a trip to Walmart by myself. I mean, it's really sad.
So it's like I totally like I give credit to those that have to do it on their own. Like I can't imagine. So Jewel, today we have Roxanne Matamu, a mother of two sweet and energetic boys who's also a military wife. So when Roxanne's husband is deployed, his name is Robinson, he's gone for months at a time and she's left to champion home base. I know. And I'm only cleaning bathrooms like sometimes. And I there's a schedule for it, but I also forget, but she's doing everything. She's doing the cleaning, cooking, home cooking. Oh, home cooking. Well, yes, homeschooling, biking, working, laundry, everything falls on her plate. Roxanne's on with us now, and she's going to talk about her experience as a military wife. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Mar. Hey, Jewel.
Hi. I know it's like morning there currently in Japan, right?
It is. It's about almost 10 o'clock.
Oh,
So yeah, it's
nice.
early in the day, so
So how's your day going so far at 10 a.m. in Japan? I'm so jealous.
it's I mean, around this time the boys are already at school, so it's kind of my me time, so it's nice and quiet inside the house.
Oh,
Which
nice.
only lasts for a little bit, so
Right.
I
Oh,
take
okay.
advantage.
Yes, absolutely. You deserve it, but tell us about your boys. What are they like?
They're very different, Like one, for example, Rylan is my oldest, and he loves to talk to anybody. Like no one is a stranger to him, and he loves being around people. As opposed
Oh.
to my youngest one, who's like the complete opposite, very like careful who he talks to.
Oh,
We used to
wow.
joke around about how he won't say hi to you unless, you're in his circle of people that he trusts. So
Oh, his circle
they're
of trust.
very complete opposite boys, but they honestly, they're just they have their moments, but they're very, very sweet mama's boys.
Oh, you're so blessed then. So I'm gonna jump right into it because like me and Jewel were just talking about how like we don't think we could be, military wives. But as I understand, so you and Rob were long distance before you got married, right?
Yes. He was early on in his military career. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah, so I knew already that if, we were to get married, that was a lifestyle change that was going to happen for me at least.
Right.
Like when you marry into the military, it's like you already kind of have an idea of like what their job entails, like in general, right. You know, when we yeah. say military, it's like they leave for a certain amount of time, but I don't think you really know what you get into until you're actually in it. It's kind of like, you know, yeah. when you get married, it's like,
oh, just like marriage. Yeah.
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 Roxanne, what's the longest Rob has been deployed?
Oh my goodness. I was actually thinking about this the other day. And I calculated this last deployment was the longest that he was on. It was slated to be for 6 months only, because it's just part of the cycle that they go through with his job. But it ended up being almost 8 months. It was short of eight months.
Wow.
By like wow. 2 weeks, I think. Yeah. So it was unexpectedly extended.
Hmm.
But then the thing is, it's like in the military, it's
normal.
Expected for things to be unexpectedly extended for whoever knows how long. There's just, you never really can guarantee anything that the military says because it changes constantly. You know, we never know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, we have a lot of military wives listening to this podcast, and I'm sure they can relate to the frustrations, you know? So tell us about a time Rob was deployed and it was difficult for you. I mean, can you think of examples that you can share with us?
Oh my gosh. There's been so many.
She's like, which one?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we've been through natural disasters without him. We've been wow. through a tornado without him. We've been to a couple ER visits with just me and the boys, and yeah. Rob's deployed, or he's on what they call a TDY, which is also kind of like a shorter deployment. Let's see. Oh, I've even had like our pipes burst in our house while he was gone. So, I mean, we've gone through a lot of stuff. But one of the hardest things that we've had to go through as a couple, and also for me as a mom, was just happened actually last year. And it really showed, okay, me, I am a strong mom. I can get through stuff. But last year, Rob had deployed early October, and maybe just a few weeks later, we were surprised to find out that we were actually pregnant. And it was a surprise, definitely a big surprise to us, but it was something that we had been praying for a long time. So we were happy with the surprise. But unfortunately, the pregnancy didn't last. You know, we ended up losing the baby. And mind you, Rob has already deployed. Once they deploy, there's no way that they would be able to come home unless, you know, there was a death in the family. But, and when I say death in the family, like, you know, their parents or, you know, the kids or anything like that. But this right. wasn't one that would really validate him to come home. Yeah, and so that was hard because it was our first time that ever happened to us, you know, and not something that we thought would ever happen to us, but just going through the motions of physically going through the miscarriage alone and without him as my support. And at the same time, having to put on a happy face and a strong face in front of the boys was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do. For Rob, it was hard for him too because he did want to come home and help and be there, but he just couldn't. And it was almost like, okay, this is something I have to.
Like he felt helpless.
So like, you know, going through like situations like that, like not just, you know, the calamities like the tornadoes, but even you know, the moments where you want to lean on someone and they physically just can't be there. How does your faith help you both get through things together while you're apart?
Oh my gosh, I think that's the only thing that kept us, you know, strong through that situation, really in any situation, because we both believe that, you know, God's not going to give us anything that we can't handle. And as long as we trust God that he'll help us, that's really what keeps us strong, you know. And we as a family set devotional prayers with the kids and also just with the both of us. I think it's really important to share, you know, when we're praying, we've recently started doing this thing where one person prays, but each of us will say, oh, can you pray for this for me? Or can you add this to the prayer? You know what I mean? Because I want them to know that, you know, each of us have our own things that maybe we think is hard that we need help with, and hearing it from, you know, somebody else in our family, they know that they're not alone, and we all trust God that God's gonna be the one that's gonna get us through it. And so that's something that we've started doing. But just our faith, I mean, it's really what keeps us strong, honestly, through deployments, through anything. This military life, it's a lot of it is things that you cannot control. And so we have to leave everything up to God. You know, if we have to go through something hard, God wanted us to do that for a reason. And it's funny, now that I think about it, that's something Rob and I always say, like, well, there's a reason for this. We just need to, you know, get through it and keep praying. I feel like we've said that like a million times because of all the things that we've had to go through. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So this whole time, like, you guys just, you don't miss prayers, your whole family, even when he's deployed, you pray together?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
He purposely chooses a schedule like that so that at the end of the day when the boys are, you know, getting ready for bed, he's also getting ready for bed. And so we have our family prayer together. Yeah.
Oh, I love
so,
it.
So, I mean, it's not always possible, but that's always what he wants to be able to do because, you know, being away for that long, it messes with like your routines and things. And so we try to do everything we can to keep the routine as is, even though he's on the other side of the world. So we just try to keep the boys in that same routine as much as possible.
Well, that's conscious parenting right there. Love it.
Yeah. What other tips do you have? Like, so this is actually good nuggets here. Like, what other tips do you have for other military wives whose husbands are going to leave them for a bit just because of an assignment?
I think the number one thing, you know, is always is to have your devotional prayers and keep it, you know. Another thing is to always have open communication, letting them know even the smallest things. Sometimes I'll just text them and say, oh, I'm eating Ryland's hot Cheetos or something. And then it's like, you know, just little things, but just keeping the communication open. They want to be a part of your daily life still.
Yeah.
You know, they still want to know what's going on. And even if it's like I said, the littlest things to the biggest things, they want to be a part of it. And I think that's what keeps your family and your marriage strong as well.
Those are great tips. I love it. Well, you know, I watch you, Roxanne. You're also on social media with the handle Brave Beauty Life.
I love watching you.
And you spread so much positivity about going after your passion, being a conscious parent, and just an all-around good Christian. I mean, how did Brave Beauty even come about?
Every woman should feel brave enough to be themselves. And to, like, okay, this is kind of silly, but it's like, you know, sometimes, And it seems almost superficial, but I really believe it really, the way we look and feel really can affect the way we are the rest of the day, you know, like
putting on
a red lipstick. Most of the time, women won't put on a red lipstick because they're worried that, oh, that person thinks, oh, that's too much, you know, or that doesn't look good on her, or, you know, whatever. Those are the things that we kind of tell ourselves, but really they're not true. And so I want women to feel like it's okay to try that lipstick, or it's okay to try that outfit or that hairstyle or whatever. It's okay to try it, you know. It's okay to be like, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna be brave, and I'm gonna do it and feel confident in trying it, you know. And it started out with that, and then I just started telling, I would tell stories of things that I've done that I feel like, okay, I hope, hopefully, if I share this story, then more women, or most, you know, moms will say, okay, if she's a mom, she can do it, I can do it too, you know. Just be brave and do it beautifully and feel beautiful doing it. That's kind of the whole idea behind
that. That's right, mama. That's it. I'm going to wear my red lipstick for my Zoom meeting tomorrow.
I know. And I saw on her feed, she even had like a blonde wig. It's so cute.
It's funny because those are things that I never would do, but I'm like, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Oh, I love it. You're such an inspiration. I love having you on today. I even saw your post today about like the quick makeup, and then I did my makeup.
Yay!
I know. I had no meetings today, but
it
was like,
it makes such a difference. You know, it makes a difference.
You go from no eyebrows to eyebrows and conquering the world. So that's what I was
doing. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, so Roxanne, you know, we wanted to thank you because, like, it really is. You're such an inspiration. You have such a positive outlook on things. And, you know, so thank you for being with us today, Roxanne. Hopefully some of our listeners can learn a few things from this discussion.
And, you know, thank you so much. And I hope all of us can exude brave beauty. I love that term, brave beauty.
Yes.
As much as you do. I mean, did I even use that correctly? That's it. You're going to start seeing my hashtag, brave beauty.
Brave beauty. Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to have people or other moms to talk to during the day.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Faith and Family. If you enjoy listening to us talk, cry, laugh, build each other up, you can download more on Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts under Faith and Family. Please leave us a review or just say hi. Take care and stay safe.